Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. In 1880, a handful of Shoshone families and a few Mormon missionaries settled on a plot of land near the Utah-Idaho border and called the settlement Washakie, in honor of an esteemed Shoshone leader. The LDS Church put up much of the seed money and land for the settlement, though the Shoshone applied for the land themselves under federal provisions. Over the next 80 years, Washakie would be the home of the northwestern band of the Shoshone Nation. The first years at Washakie were tough. Sickness and food shortages often plagued the community. Over time, though, the settlement began to flourish. In the 1920s, the Shoshone were successful in establishing a school complete with playground equipment and modern desks. The people of Washakie, many of whom were Mormon converts, also donated more of their labor to the building of the LDS Logan Temple than the residents of the surrounding towns of Snowville, Honeyville, Plymouth, Deweyville, and Malad. The second half of the 20th century marked the gradual decline of the Washakie settlement. Illnesses claimed some residents, while others moved away in search of greater economic opportunity. By the 1960s, according to Shoshone historian Mae Perry, the LDS Church had begun burning houses at Washakie that appeared to be abandoned, but which Perry claimed were still inhabited. According to Alice Pubagee, who had a house at Washakie, quote, "One day we came home and our house was gone. Amy Timbimbu came over and we all stood around and cried. We were never informed our house was going to be burned. We received no letters," end quote. In the 1970s, the Washakie land was sold to a rancher and the last vestiges of the Shoshone colony vanished. In 1988, however, the Northwestern Band of Shoshone bought back 185 acres of the Washakie land with the intention of making it their tribal headquarters. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Brandon Johnson. Visit us online at kcbw.org and click on the Beehive Archive link.